Hi, my name is Bernd, and I'm a developer advocate for Python. Today I'm super excited to show you IntelliCode, an extension for Visual Studio Code that brings the power of AI to IntelliSense in VS Code, specifically for Python. Let me show you. Here we are in Visual Studio Code, and we're looking at a very simple Python file. All we're doing is opening a file object. Now what happens if we look at the file object itself and what is being suggested by IntelliSense? What we're seeing here is write is being suggested, which makes sense. We didn't get the alphabetical listing of everything. We were suggested things that actually made sense here based on context. These suggestions come from having analyzed 2,000 high-quality Python projects. So let's take a look at a more complicated example to see what our machine learning model would suggest here. Here we have a simple Flask web application. So let's define a new Flask endpoint. As we start to type at app dot, route is being suggested, which is exactly what we want to do. So let's define this JSON endpoint where we would download a JSON document. Great. And so as we type return and use the app object again, in fact, the static file sending is being suggested, which is exactly what we want. Great. And finally, for the data scientists, let's take a look at a quick TensorFlow example. So let's define the model parameter. Here we get variables being suggested. Great. So let me really quick copy the right value in there. Now, we also need to find another input output here. So let's say y equals tf dot, and placeholders being suggested. We'll use the tf float value. Now we want to define an optimizer function here, tf dot train. And now being suggested is the gradient descent optimizer, and with a step of 0.01. Now we will initialize our global variables. So init def dot tf dot global variables initializers being suggested, and finally let's initialize our session. Yep, and so session was the top suggestion here. So as you saw, now using IntelliCode, we don't get the full alphabetical listing of all possible suggestions, but instead we first see those suggestions that make the most sense based on the current context of our code. If you do want to check this out yourself, go to aka.ms/IntelliCode.